another episode of the Reality Roundtable. This is your host, Jonathan Brown. And the topic of this episode will be You Owe You. And I got the title of this topic from the book You Owe You by motivational speaker Eric Thomas. And in that book, he talks about how in order for him to live the best life possible, he owes it to himself to be able to put himself in the rooms and also take the chances that are needed, even though they may not be popular with the people around you, in order for you to be successful in the way that you truly do desire. And one of the ways that you can do that in life is really getting rid of distractions. And that really just goes really back to the last episode in which I talked about. So if you really want to know how you can do that, just refer back to that episode. And also, another thing you can do is getting the right people around you. And one of the ways that E.T. was able to do that, that he described in his book, was he had this guy named CJ who's the main business partner. And the way that CJ was able to think when it came to the content of E.T.'s motivational speaking gigs and his speeches were, E.T. was just trying to get in the room where he was just able to speak and, you know, just do the regular thing. But CJ was somebody who was forward thinking in a way that E.T. wasn't able to be at the time. And he ended up uploading his speeches to YouTube. Mind you, this was like back in 07, 08-ish area. So YouTube was actually fairly new at the time. And because of that, people from around the world were able to see Eric's speeches. And because of that, he was able to gain more fame, gain more notoriety, and he's now able to charge more for his speeches and his appearances. Another thing about that is, another thing about putting the right people around you that I was able to get from this book is, when he was at one of his speeches, one dude who ended up becoming like a mentor to Eric asked him how much he charged for the speech, for his speeches, and Eric gave him a number, and the dude said, you should be charging at least this amount. And Eric didn't think that he was worth that amount at the time. So when one of his next speeches came around, he actually ended up asking for that amount. And he also, and by doing that, he was able to get the amount that he asked for. So in the end, Eric was actually lowballing himself from the money that he could have been making from his past speeches, but he now decided to not start doing that. And one thing about lowballing yourself is a lot of people do lowball themselves in life. They ask for less than what they actually could get because they're afraid of what the people who are presenting the opportunity may think of them. My thing is, when it comes to things like that, I say you should always ask for way more. Well, maybe not way more. Well, yeah, way more than what you think that you could get. And you never know. They may be willing to pay it, but at the end of the day, closed mouths don't get fed. And another thing about the whole you owe you concept is, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission. And what I mean by that is, when it comes to the life that you want to live, you should just really just take the chance and do what you really want to do in a very constructive way. And don't worry about what people who may not understand or who just don't get it, don't worry about what they think. Because if you're going to ask people permission about what they think, at the end of the day, you're really asking people permission to live your life. And at the end of the day, they can't live your life for you. Another topic on this episode that I really wanted to discuss is, you should get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And by doing that, you should take chances with the things that you want to do in life. Because at the end of the day, unless you really just want to either go backwards or you want to stay stagnant, in order to live the life that you really truly do want to live, you're going to have to do something to go out on the level, take a chance, whether that's applying for a job that you want, whether that's starting your own business, whether that's traveling somewhere, whether that's moving far away from your hometown where nobody knows who you are, whether that's going to a seminar that may be able to help provide you the information that you may need to help jumpstart the life that you want. At the end of the day, you have to take chances. And that does come with a cost, though. Taking chances is not cheap and it's not free. So you're just going to have to do it if you really want to be as successful as most people say that they do want to be. Another thing is, if you're the type of person who you do want to do things, but you're waiting for other people to come do it with you, by doing that, most of the time you're gonna end up just not. You're gonna end up missing out on a lot of opportunities in life, because most of the time when people are invited to situations, and I'm talking from personal experience, they just end up not going. And that's one thing that I learned during college. Like, I would go to certain events and I would invite people, but it was like rare, if at all, that anybody would ever come. But at the end of the day, I never let that stop me from doing going to the events that I really would want to go to, because I wasn't gonna let opportunities pass me up to meet people who I could get put in a room with, who could give me information, or who I could connect with at that moment and or in the future, so that if I need anything, or if I just need some information on something, I'll be able to contact them. At the end of the day, when you're doing things like that, whether the person you invited goes or not, at the end of the day, you're gonna end up meeting new people. So you're not really alone in that sense, because the people who are going to that same event as you, they probably have the same goal as you, just in a little different fashion. And another bullet point that I want to hit when it comes to this topic is, you got to find your purpose in life. And you may not know when you have actually found your purpose. So you got to try new things, you got to see what sticks. And you'll know when you found your purpose, when you start to do something and you feel like, okay, I could get paid for this, but even if I wasn't getting paid for this, I would still enjoy doing it for free if I didn't need currency to live when it came to doing what I'm doing. And I say that from personal experience, because I feel like my purpose is to help people in some way, shape, or fashion, and that can be done in many different ways. Another bullet point I want to touch on is, you got to see your mission. And what I mean by seeing your mission is, you got to set out a mission for you in your own life, and you don't need to worry about if other people see your vision or not, see your mission or not, because what you're talking about may be a little too big for them to comprehend, or they just may not understand it at all. But that should not deter you from doing what you need to do to accomplish your mission. Because you don't want to look back in life and sit there and be like, oh man, like, I regret not doing this, I regret not doing that. And that really goes back to one of the bullet points I touched on earlier in the episode, which was taking the chance. Like, if you tried to do something and you took a chance and you end up failing, it's going to be a lot easier to live with that than it is if you decide to not at least try to do it, and then years down the line you're going to have regret. You're going to be like, oh man, like, I regret not doing this, I feel like I could have done this. At the end of the day, I'd rather try and fail than just never try at all. But that's just me, and hopefully you're the same way. Another thing about seeing your mission is, you got to be careful about who you tell your dreams to. And like I said earlier, they may not be able to understand or see the vision that you may have for yourself, but when it comes to telling people what you want to do in life, those same people who you tell about what you want to do in life, those may be the same people who, if you aren't mentally strong enough, they'll be able to talk you out of what you're trying to do. Because if they don't understand what you're trying to do in life, they may be able to put hesitancy into your brain. And when it comes to putting hesitancy in your brain, if you allow that to happen, not only will they be able to affect the way you think, it may cause you to talk yourself out of doing what you may want to do. And that also ties into another bullet point, which I talked about earlier in the episode, which was, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission. Because at the end of the day, if you're asking, you can't ask folks to live your life for you. Another bullet point that I want to talk about is, don't worry about trying to get big in your hometown. I know a lot of people want to get love from the people that they grew up with, but you never know. Most of the time, the people who support you the most are actually going to be complete strangers. And I know that's hard to believe, because you would think that a lot of people who would support you would be the ones who watched you grow up, who helped take care of you, you know, who hung out with you growing up. But at the end of the day, those could actually be some of the most envious people. And that's most likely not going to come from a stranger, because they don't know you from a can of paint. And the first impression for them of you is the work that you put out, or the impression that you're trying to make. So there's really no envious spirit when it comes to doing something from them towards you, if you get what I mean. So if you gotta move to do what you want to do, or if you gotta go to an event that's not close to where you stay or where you're from, I would say just go ahead and do it, because at the end of the day, you never know what kind of information or what kind of people or who you could meet at those events. So at the end of the day, you should take a chance on yourself and not limit yourself to just the little confined space that you're used to. Because at the end of the day, you don't, being comfortable is really the envy of progress. It's one of the enemies of progress. And at the end of the day, you don't want to stay stagnant. Like, if you do truly want to be successful, another bullet point I want to talk on in this old UOU episode is don't be afraid to ask for help. And this is something that I've had to come to deal with too, because I know a lot of people are really, really prideful, and they want to be able to say that they made it on their own and that they didn't do it with no help. But at the end of the day, you really want to just get to the end goal. And if asking for help can help ease that road to get to the destination that you want to get to, there's really nothing, wrong at all with doing that. And by doing that, not only are you helping yourself get to the goal that you want to do, that you want to get to, you're also having a connection with somebody who could not only help you in that moment in time, they could also help you in the future with any project or something that you may want to do in the future, or you could help them. And by seeing that you ask for help, they may not be as hesitant to ask for help from either you or somebody else. And then, you know, that could also create a domino effect. And then by doing that, you could also create a community of people who are really a network of people who could help each other achieve goals, instead of us trying to do it by ourselves which would be a much rougher path. Another bullet point that I want to touch on is you got to speak up for yourself. So when it comes to any opportunity that you may want, if there's somebody who is in a position to help you get to that opportunity, don't be afraid to open your mouth, because at the end of the day, closed mouths don't get fed. Like I said earlier in the episode, had E.T. not talked to the dude at one of his speeches about the prices of his speech, he'd probably still get paid less than what he actually could have been making. And at the end of the day, by speaking up, you're also taking a chance and betting on yourself. And you don't want to, at the end of the day, like I said, you just don't really want to have any regrets. And it's rare that people who bet on themselves do have regrets. The final point that I really want to make on this episode is give yourself the experiences that you want. I know that experiences nowadays, they cost a lot. And I know that a lot of people really do want to save money and things like that. But at the end of the day, we really only have one life to live. And you don't want your life to pass you by, and you don't want to sit there and think, oh man, like, I wish I would have went to this event, I wish I would have went to this concert. And mind you, I'm saying this 2 days after the Beyonce concert happened in Charlotte, and I saw a lot of people that I knew who was at that concert, and it looked like they just had themselves a grand old time. And I couldn't do nothing but smile when I saw their IGs and Snapchat stories and their Twitter pictures, because at the end of the day, they were giving themselves an experience that they probably waited a long time for, because last time Beyonce came to the Carolinas was 5 years ago. I actually did go to that concert, but it was a movie, and I'm glad I gave myself that experience. But you don't want your life to be just all work. You actually do want to have some type of fun in your life, and you want to also surround yourself with people who don't mind sharing those experiences with you if they're willing to do it. And that is the end of this episode. I'm glad that I was able to make this episode. Hopefully, it'll be able to help somebody. If not, it'll serve as something for myself. And I'm your host, Jonathan Brown. And I will see you on the next episode, which will be next week. Goodbye and have a great day.